الحمد لله الذي أرسى الجبال العوالي، سبحانه من إله عظيم يغفر الذنوب ولا يبالي. لا إله إلا الله، بها نحيا وبها نموت وبها نلقى الله وبها نوالي. وأشهد أن عظيمنا وقدوتنا ومولانا قرة عيني محمد ابن عبد الله عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وخليله، أرسله كافة للناس بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا، فبلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة، فكشف الله به الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين. اللهم فاجزه عنا خير ما جزيت نبيا عن أمته ورسولا عن دعوته ورسالته. أما بعد. My beloved brethren, most respected elders, mothers and sisters, in the early days of human existence, in the days where the first of our kind roamed this earth, when our father Adam alayhi salam and his family were alive, in those early days of human history, Allah Rabbul Izzah chose to teach a lesson at that time so that it might remain with us till Qiyamah come. The Quran describes it, the incident. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, when the two brothers, قَرَّبَ قُرْبَانًا, they presented their offerings, فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا وَلَمْ يَتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ. So Allah Rabbul Izzah accepted one of the offerings and rejected the other. It showed us that Allah Rabbul Izzah doesn't accept everything. Just because you have done a deed, don't think it's accepted. Then he, Jalla Subhanah, sets the condition of acceptance in the next part of the verse, and Allah Rabbul Izzah says, قَالَ إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Say, Allah accepts only of those who have the taqwa of the Dhul Arsh al-Majid and fa'alul lima yurid. My beloved brethren and sisters, we perform a lot of deeds. And as soon as we say salam, or as soon as we make the iftar, or as soon as we write the check, we think the deal is done. Yet our salaf, our predecessors, were more worried about the acceptance of the deed than the actual deed itself. When Ramadan used to come, for 6 months after Ramadan, they used to continue crying out to Allah, Ya Rab, please accept the Ramadan and the efforts that we made in Ramadan. Because the acceptance of the deed is the challenge. And acceptance has criteria, Muslims. Allah Rabbul Izzah has set requisites for it. If it meets these, I will accept it. And today, if Allah Rabbul Izzah gives time and respite and tawfiq, I will speak on the conditions of acceptance of deeds as set by the Quran in the Sunnah. The fundamental requirement, the first foundation for a deed to be considered by Allah Rabbul Izzah is Iman. Without Iman, Allah, the deed does not make it to acceptance. قال تعالى, وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالْإِيمَانِ فَقَدْ حَبِطَ عَمَلُهُ. Whoever disbelieves in Iman, as in whoever does not have Iman, Allah Rabbul Izzah will obliterate the deed. وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And in the day of judgment, that person will be of the losers. Imagine building an orphanage, a hospital. It is meritorious, it's a great deed to have. But if you do it without Iman, it is still good.
In this world, you will get your reward. You will get the acknowledgement. You will get the good vibes from having done a good deed. You will get your accolades. You will get all the good that is given in this world for it. But if there is no iman, the credit will not transfer to the account of the akhirah. It is like you have a friend overseas and you want to send them some money and you don't have the bank code, the account code, the SWIFT code or anything else. Don't expect the money to go there. The first requirement for the deed to be credited by Allah Rabbul Izzah in the akhirah is iman. And doesn't matter what you do, if you don't have iman, Allah Rabbul Izzah will not reward it in the akhirah. Although amidst man in this world, it is a meritorious deed. We acknowledge it. You know, we give it its accolade. You know, there is talk and pomp and ceremony and acceptance. But in the akhirah, it doesn't transfer there. So Allah Rabbul Izzah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كُفَّارُ. Those who disbelieve and die in that state, Allah Rabbul Izzah will not accept from them مِلْءُ الْأَرْضِ ذَهَبًا, even if they give the earth in gold in sadaqah. So the first condition, my dear brothers, the first requirement is iman. And alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, and it is the fadl of Allah that He has made me and you of the people of iman. And if we were to fall in sajdat al-qiyamah, come to thank Allah for that gift, we wouldn't have thanked Him enough for it. And a hadith that actualizes this ayah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us of a person in the day of judgment who will be given the judgment, go to Jahannam. As he's going to Jahannam, the Zul Arsh al-Majid and Fa'alul Lima Yurid asks him, my servant, today if you had the earth in its entirety and all its goodness and wealth and ceremony in it, would you give it to save yourself from this calamity? He says, Ya Rab, I would. If I had the earth and its gold and silver and diamonds and oils and people, I would have given it up in a blink of an eye to ransom myself from this calamity. So Allah Rabbul Izzah says, but I asked you for something much less than this to believe. Do you see the value of iman? The first requirement, iman. After iman, in alhamdulillah, may Allah Rabbul Izzah make me and you people of iman and take us whilst being in the state of iman. The second requirement is exclusivity, ikhlas, sincerity, that Ya Rab, I am doing this only for you. Remember, if a deed doesn't have exclusivity and sincerity, as in you're doing this خَالِصًا لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى, Allah رَبُّ الْعِزَّةِ won't accept it. قال تعالى وَلَقَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ لَإِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ وَلَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. O Prophet, we reveal to you as we did to the ones before you. If you associate partners in my worship, if you associate anyone else in your intention in my ibadah, I will obliterate the deed. لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ. It will be deleted. And in the akhirah, you will become of those who will be bankrupt. So when you do your salah, and that is why the qawl of Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala, that the niyyah is a wajib of ibadah. Because he wanted to insist that before you stand in ibadah, make sure it is clear in your heart that, Ya Rab, first of all, what am I doing? You know, it's a mistake we sometimes make. We stand in salah, halfway through the salah, we decide which one it should be. Should this be sunnah or fard? Is this the asr I am doing or the zuhr that I missed? Halfway through. No, before you stand in salah, have it clear. What am I doing? And have it clear for whom you're doing it. So clear the filth from your minds. Whether your boss is standing behind you so you want to elongate it, whether there's a proposal you're seeking so you wear a nice scarf for it, or whatever it is, if it isn't khalisan lillah, Allah won't accept it. قال تعالى وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين. They were not ordered but to worship Allah with purity of ikhlas. That khalisan liwajhika ya Rab. إن الصلاة ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله لله. My prayers and my sacrifice, my livelihood and my death, it is only for Allah. Ikhlas has to be established. Otherwise Allah Rabbul Izzah will say, go get it from the person you did it for. And the first three people in the hadith is correct. That enter Jahannam are those who did great things, but they did it with other intentions. So Abu Huraira in the hadith, in the Sahihain, comes to, narrates the hadith that the first person comes, and Allah, in the day of judgment, Allah Rabbul Izzah reminds him of his bounties. I gave you this and health and wealth and this and air and water. Do you acknowledge that I gave you? The man says, of course. So then Allah Rabbul Izzah says, what did you do with my bounties? He goes, ya Rab, I struggled in your path till I gave my life for it. Standing for all that is good in defense, you know. So Allah Rabbul Izzah says, kathabt, you lie. You did it so people could say, wow, you did it so people could say, brave man. You did it so that people could say, what courage, what valor. And people said it. Khalas, what you did it for, you got. And then orders the angels take him to Jahannam. The hadith says he will be dragged on his face and thrown into Jahannam. The other one comes, you learned. And a muqra', he can read, recite the Quran, read beautiful salah. So Allah Rabbul Izzah tells him about his favors, and the man acknowledges, what did you do with it? Ya Rabbi, I spent my life learning and then teaching and then reciting. So Allah Rabbul Izzah says, kathabt, you lie. You did it so people could say Sheikh and Hazrat and Allama and Buzurg and Qari and Muqra', and people said it. Now drag him to Jahannam, and on his face, he gets taken to Jahannam. Do you see? There wasn't ikhlas. And the generous person who has earned and given in the path of Allah, Allah Rabbul Izzah reminds him of his favors, and the man acknowledges. So Allah Rabbul Izzah says, what did you do? He said, ya Rab, I gave sadaqah in your path. I built masajid. And he says, kathabt, you lie. You did it so that they could say, what a generous man. And they said, take him to Jahannam. Do you see, Muslims, that ikhlas is a requirement for acceptance? And the last one, ittiba. Your deed has to be in accordance to the dictates of Muhammad Mustafa. If it isn't as he said it, Allah won't accept. You decide, instead of two sajdas, I will do three, because sajda is good. You know Allah loves sajda, so I will do three sajdas per rak'ah. Allah says, I don't want it. وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ. What he has given you, take it. Take it as is. A person sneezed, and another at the time of the, you know, after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi, and another person replied. You know how when you normally sneeze, you say alhamdulillah, and then the other person says yarhamukallah. So this one, he said alhamdulillah wa salatu ala rasulillah. So the sahabi, the student of the Prophet was there. He said, مَا عَلَّمَنَا الرَّسُولُ هَكَذَا. The Prophet never taught us this. Where did you add this next part onto it? He just said, say this, say that. اتِّبَاع. Follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if you do these, and Allah has blessed me and you with iman, and then my Allah Rabbul Izzah grant me and you ikhlas, say ameen Muslims. And the last one, learn how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did something and ordered me and you to do it and follow. Wallahi al-azim. If all your knowledge and wisdom from now till Qiyamah come together, you will not become an ounce of the wisdom of the Rasul. Don't ever think you can do something that is better than what he did. Whatever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has ordered, just do it. Just do it. You know, I will tell you just a quick story. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is invited with one of the ashab. And they say the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like the front part of the front legs or hands of the sheep or the lamb. Aisha radiallahu anha says it was easy to cook, so he liked it because of that. So the man knows that the Rasul likes this part, and he brings it to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a small bit of meat at the front. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had it, and he tells the man, can you get me another one? So the man goes and gets the other one, because there's two from the front legs, and the Prophet ate it, and then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, can you get me another one? The problem is that there's only two, according to our wisdom. So the man said this to the Prophet. He goes, ya Rasul. Imagine the embarrassment an Arab feels when he's not being hospitable enough. So he says, ya Rasul, there's only two. The Prophet said, if you had gone and listened, you would have found it. Do you see? Your logic doesn't say that. But if you had obeyed and listened and just gone, you would have found it. You would have found it as I had said it. You know when the fly falls in your cup, the wing that hits the water first, it carries the poisonous or the toxic material. So it touches the water, it bursts. And chemically on the other wing is the opposite. It's the cure for the toxin in the other wing. So the Rasul said, if a fly falls in your cup, dip the other side or dip it in and then drink it, it is fine. Because the chemicals cancel each other out. The head, the logic of the man, you know, a fly has fallen into it, khalas, take it out, chuck it out. But if you do that and disobey the Prophet, the chemicals are stuck there and you will drink the toxic. If you had listened and obeyed, you would have found cure in it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Just follow what the Rasul said. He knows better than me and you. And lastly, and I will end with this, if you have done the deed with iman, and you've done it with ikhlas, and you've done it with the ittiba' of the Rasul, now your job becomes to make sure that you protect the deed. Listen to me, Muslims. Make sure that you protect the currency in your bank account, because it can be deleted. Certain things can cause the deed to be deleted from your account. For example, raising your voice on the Prophet of Allah, if he was alive. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي ولا تجهروا له بالقول كجهر بعضكم لبعض أن تحبط أعمالكم وأنتم لا تشعرون. Be careful, Muslims. Don't raise your voices in the presence of the Rasul, nor speak to him in a way you speak to each other, or Allah will delete your deeds and you will not even know. That is why some, subhanallah, when you read the tafsir of this verse, some of the ashab stayed away from the Prophet because they had loud voices. And until the Rasul invited them, this verse does not refer to you. So today that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has passed from our world, when you go to his masjid, Muslims, keep your voices lower, adaban li Rasulillah. And it's fascinating that you see in the mosque of the Prophet, sometimes the mobile phones go off with the loudest, you know, wildest musical tunes, inconsistent with the deen and an insult to the Rasul. And lastly, and what pertains to myself and yourself, is this hadith. And wallahi al-azim, it is a scary hadith, but I need to mention it because we have young brothers and old brothers and we're all in need of guidance. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions this hadith, and the narrator is Thawban radiallahu anhu. The Rasul says, لَأَعْلَمَنَّ أَقْوَامًا مِنْ أُمَّتِي. I know people from my ummah, from the Muslims. يَأْتُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِحَسَنَاتٍ أَمْثَالِ جِبَالِ تِهَامَّةَ بَيْضَى. They will come in the day of judgment with good deeds the size of mountains glowing bright. So the Rasul says, فَيَجْعَلَهَا اللَّهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. And yet Allah Rabbul Izzah will make it disappear like husks of rice. You know, it just blows away in the wind. هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. All their deeds will disappear. So the Sahabi asks, Ya Rasul, describe them to us so we don't do what they do. So the Rasul said, أَمَا إِنَّهُمْ مِنْ إِخْوَانِكُمْ. They are from your brothers. وَمِنْ جِلْدَتِكُمْ. And from your tribesmen. And they're not ordinary Muslims. وَيَأْخُذُونَ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ كَمَا تَأْخُذُونَ. They are people who wake up in the middle of the night and pray as you pray. But what is the problem? وَلَكِنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ إِذَا خَلَوْا بِمَحَارِمِ اللَّهِ إِنْتَهَكُوهَا. But they are people, when in seclusion, they transgress against the limits of Allah Rabbul Izzah. Think Muslim, when he and she is alone in a room and there's a screen and a laptop and a computer and a phone, they transgress against the limits and boundaries of Allah Rabbul Izzah. The poem says it beautifully. أَمَسْتَحْيَيْتَ تَعْصِينِي إِذَا مَا قَالَ لِي رَبِّي أَمَسْتَحْيَيْتَ تَعْصِينِي وَتُخْفِي الذَّنْبَ عَنْ خَلْقِي وَبِالْعِسْيَانِ تَأْتِينِي. If my Lord were to ask me, did you have no shame from me? أَمَسْتَحْيَيْتَ تَعْصِينِي. Did you have no shame in disobeying me? وَتُخْفِي الذَّنْبَ عَنْ خَلْقِي. And you kept your sin hidden from my creation. وَبِالْعِسْيَانِ تَأْتِينِي. And you came with your sins to me. You're afraid of a cat coming into your room, but you are not afraid that I was watching. So if your sin, listen to me Muslims, because I need to clarify this. If the sin in seclusion happens out of weakness and out of a slip, and it is not jurra against Allah Rabbul Izzah, that is an ordinary sin. But if you sin recognizing and aware that the Lord is watching, and yet you still don't care and persist, then you have fallen in courage against Allah Rabbul Izzah, and then Allah will delete the deeds. So my dear brothers, as was the condition of our predecessors, Concentrate in my Allah, Rabbul Izzah, grant me and you tawfiq. Not only on doing the deed and my Allah grant you the capacity to do a lot of khair, but concentrate on the deed being accepted after it is done, and my Allah Rabbul Izzah accept from me and from you. فَقُلْتُ مَا قُلْتُ إِن تَكُ حَسَنَةً فَمِنَ اللَّهِ وَإِن تَكُ سَيِّئَةً فَمِنْ نَفْسِي وَشَيْطَانِ أُدْعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَنْتُمْ مُوقِنُونَ بِالْإِجَابَةِ.